Welcome back, and joining me with his analysis of the trading day that was is Graham Frank from PSG Wealth Cent in Grayston. Thanks so much, Graham, for your time this evening. So I've got to ask, which side of the bed did you wake up on this morning? How much of a threat do you see inflation posing at this stage to any recovery that we have been anticipating up to this point?
Yes, good evening, Alicia. Yeah, inflation has been a worry for some time now. I don't think really much has changed in the last couple of days. We continue to think it'll be reasonably benign, but obviously that doesn't mean that markets are not going to be very volatile and choppy in the short term. And we still believe that the Fed will also come in to play, you know, should inflation tick up dramatically. So at the moment, we still remain fairly bullish on equities because, you know, most other asset classes are not giving you much yield at all, especially internationally.
Yeah. How bullish are you on the commodities cluster in particular, and are you buying on the dip when you see days like today?
Yes, 100%. I mean, I think I've been on.
Graham, are you still with us? Unfortunately, that line two, Graham, dropping us at the last minute there, being a bit temperamental. Of course, like we were discussing, we had a lot of analysts saying that they believe that, you know, we've got what's at play in as far as inflationary risk coming to the fore is concerned, potentially affecting industrial commodities and general activity that we've gotten used to up to this point. For today, though, it's our resources complex that has come under pressure along with the industrial segment. Financials, though, trading in the green. So let's recap on where the JSC ended today's session while we try and get Graham back up on the line. Graham, I think we've got you back on the line there, and you know, you dropped us mid-sentence, so let's take things a step back here. You're saying you're amongst the buy the dippers.
Yes, 100%. Sorry about that. And it's been cut, which is why the call dropped, I'm guessing, because of loads, the stations in our area. Yeah, I was saying that even, you know, blue chips like BHP, Billiton and Anglo American are trading on historic dividend yields of 11 or 12%. So you really have to believe that commodity prices are going to come down fairly substantially from these levels, and we don't think so. And then they've also got strong balance sheets. So absolutely, we would buy the dips in the commodity space.
Absolutely. Let's take a look at Sasol in particular, because it was the worst performer on the top 40 index today, pulling back 5.6%. And this despite the fact that we continue to see that oil price move higher. So are you buying on Sasol in particular?
Yes. In fact, the energy space just generally, and maybe this is a good time just to say my stock pick was going to be Total, the international oil stock. But at the end of the day, global oil prices will lift all of these oil plays. So Sasol, absolutely we would. And we think rising inflation will be key for the oil and the energy markets. And we think that will continue to buoy up the likes of a Sasol and a Total, specifically on Total or Total. It's trading on a PE of 8.5 times and a dividend yield of 6.5%. So that whole space is looking reasonably attractive to us at the moment.
Okay.
Somewhat surprising that Sasol dropped 5% today. There wasn't really any reason for that.
Graham, from the resources complex to construction now, let's take a look at Murray & Roberts. It's struck a deal. It's pushing ahead even further with its diversification strategy, which it says is paying off in the Asia-Pacific region. It's pursuing that now in North America as well. How are you feeling about Murray & Roberts?
I don't know the transaction in too much detail, but just listening to your introduction, Alicia, they specifically are targeting the energy space, which, as I've just mentioned, we do like.
Yeah.
So on the face of it, it looks like a good deal, and certainly construction, as in bricks and mortar construction, building roads and buildings, isn't the place to be for South African companies at the moment.
Absolutely. Well, Graham, you've taken us through your stock pick for this evening already, so let's leave things there. That, of course, Graham Frank, who's with PSG Wealth, Sandton Grayston.